You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Daniel A. Lewis, Russell Means, Last of the Mohicans. And earlier in the movie, the Indian tribe that's exterminated him says, you're going to be the last one. I'm going to kill you later, but he fails here. And this is a weird beef between Israel and the Persians. It's 3,500 years old. It's totally insane. We should not be in the middle of this, if one of your calls in a moment. All right, he kills the next to last one, but then the last guy kills him, the last Mohican. This is a composite of true stories. It's a great book. You should read it. True classic. I don't know, it's about 10. So Mel Gibson's The Patriots, true story too, but it's a composite of three stories, just like this one. Battles with George Washington, this movie, everything are all really happened. Because this happens about 20 years before the Revolutionary War. Play the actual clip from earlier when he says, I'm going to kill your seed forever. I'm going to kill your race, your tribe forever. And that's what genocide is, folks. And I am not pleased to have to tell you this about Trump, but it's just the facts. I cannot alter that. I cannot change that fact. Here's the clip where he gets killed in the end and fails, but he says, I'm going to kill your tribe forever. Here it is.
A warrior goes to you swift and straight as an arrow shot into the sun. Welcome him. And let him take his place at the council fire of my people. He is Uncas, my son. Tell him to be patient and ask death for speed. For they are all there, but one. I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
Thank you.
There's another scene where the bad guy says, I'm going to get you to destroy your seed forever. I'm going to watch a movie in the night. I'm going to find it. We're going to play it tomorrow. Because I've been trying to play this forever, and I get it. The crew's trying to find clips randomly. Me just calling it for it on air. It's totally insane. It's my fault. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I mean, here's the bottom line. I am absolutely horrified, disgusted, saddened. I watch the neocons acting like they're on five hits of ecstasy. They look like Lindsey Graham looks like, again, he's a Christmas tree or something. Completely high on air, constantly making weird faces and saying, I'm so happy we have war. These people are scum. And the worst elements of our country in Israel, the worst elements over there are doing this. And again, every former Israeli intelligence chief went on Tucker's show. They've already been public and said this is insane because they can think step ahead. And I'm not even trying to defend Israel, but a bunch of them don't like it. This is crazy. Yes, the Israelis on average like this because they've been getting hit by Iran back and forth. So you know, that's the public. Just like the Iranians are getting hit, they want war. It's dumb. It's dumb. And if they didn't control the Strait of Hormuz, it'd still be immoral to blow them to the Stone Age, but it wouldn't kill our recovery and put us under globalist control, which is happening. And then the globalists want us all poor to control us. 67%, it's like 70 now, actually, are hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. That's why Trump's, oh, I don't care about the Strait being closed. But then he's like, you better open it or I'll effing kill you all because it's a disaster. And all you neocons attacking me as a traitor, I know you just follow talking points. You're Israeli operatives, bunch of Jonathan Pollards. That's what Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin are. Dyed in the wool. Not even traitors, they're just enemy agents. Because Israel, who runs it now, is an enemy of the future of this country and the world, is an enemy of peace, an enemy of common sense, and has sold a genocidal Amalek worldview to Trump, and it is evil, and I will have nothing to do with it. And when the evil left that backs all their evil leaders looks and says, oh, look, Jones was wrong all these years, you're just as bad and worse in general. But it's not a choice of, am I with the Muslims or am I with Israel starting this war? It's what's wrong, what's right. That's real 3D chess. Just do what's right. It always turns out better. No end justifies the means crap. I'm an American. I support that. Let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. I appreciate Jack in Florida, first-time caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So basically, Trump is Anakin and Netanyahu is Palpatine, and Trump has been swayed to the dark side because of the same thing like your favorite scene where Mace Windu gets blasted out the window and he says, oh, I'm so weak, and then Anakin chops off his hand. That's basically what Trump has already done. I believe we're already past that point, that shatter point.
No, and, I agree. And in the last few months, Netanyahu said, rise, Lord Vader. Go exactly. To the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be strong enough in the dark side to save your love, Padme.
Exactly. And he's already slaughtered the younglings. Let's be honest here. He's already bombed elementary schools and stuff. And I think the power that he's after is obviously related to his ego. He wants to be known as a savior, as you've talked about, of the Middle East and have this amazing
legacy. And
remember,
he said 3 months ago,
and
he said, since I don't get the peace prize, I will give you war.
Exactly. He's been completely swayed to the dark side. I believe we're at the point now where he's about to go to Mustafar and slaughter the Galactic Federation that did the blockade during
the
coup.
Go to the Mustafar system. Kill Viceroy Gunray and the rest of the separatists.
Exactly. To just completely eliminate the false, proxy that was created because obviously the false flags and stuff and Israel running Hamas and all that. And and you can see it too, visibly. Trump has all these visible illnesses where he has all these, bloated veins and stuff. He looks like a bloated orangutan. And the dark side, basically, what it does in the Star Wars lore, it creates visible illnesses. That's why Palpatine, even after the Force lightning and stuff, has that horribly disfigured look. It will naturally degrade the appearance when you turn the dark
though
side.
Though I am scarred, my resolve has never been stronger, and I'm announcing the first galactic empire.
Yep, and that's the point we're at, all right? Trump is Anakin. He's handed us over to this. Netanyahu is the one that influenced him, telling him, like, the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise, which is basically George Bush, where we originally went in there. That was the
path to abilities.
Oh, look how great you can make the Middle East if you just crush this opponent and make us great.
Oh, he admits Kushner's the one that said they're about to attack us. That's his intel. Thanks for the call. None of the other real intel people will even lie and say that. But Kushner told me that they were about to attack us. Whoa, okay, we've got $2 billion from the Saudis. When I mention the Saudi involvement, all the people obsessed with Jews go, you're covering up for Israel. No, Saudi Arabia supported us too. Let's just get who's guilty here. Yeah, there's President Trump right there on screen. Got Mark Levin right next to him, Ben Shapiro. Okay, Chris in Missouri, military army, your take on this. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. You know, I was going to kind of lead to my point. I know you got a lot of callers. I'm just going to start off with a quick question because then I can build into this. So you're making a lot of great factual points here. Do you think Roger Stone is an enemy agent?
Enemy agent of who?
Well, you just referred to like some of these people you were saddened by everything, and you said there are so many enemy agents out there who are spreading neocon this agenda.
Yeah,
and
Roger Stone's not one of them.
So okay, perfect. So what I think is the way, you know, I think your InfoWars has always led the way with this because it's so hard to find facts and information. So right now with everything, I'm just going to get to my point real quick here. So the best way to get someplace, find the truth and the facts, is to debate different perspectives and points of view. I wish that you would cancel Victor Boot and Roger Stone's free. I wish you'd have him on InfoWars the rest of the day because Roger Stone is really saying some things. I'd like you to debate him because you've never stood down from a debate, and I think today would be a historic InfoWars.
Yeah, I've not been particularly following what he's saying on X. I talked to Roger at LinkedIn.
Well, this morning, I'll tell you what he said. So this morning, he said what you did yesterday to close the show with Barnes. First, he said about Barnes is everything that Barnes said on your show is exactly what Roger Stone says he knows about fly fishing, which is absolutely nothing. He then said that what you guys discussed about yourself, you were completely irresponsible. Those are his words. They're all on his thing. And he's also making a lot of other statements about neocons and the strategy in Iran. And I just think that what you have with your facts versus Roger Stone's facts, that's the way to do this. Have a discussion of facts and concepts.
All right. I'm going to jump here and get other calls, but I'm not following what Roger's saying. I did talk to Roger at Link Saturday. And so I'm going to go check out what you said. I'm going to stop right there. But let's just say this. Trump pardoned Roger. Roger's very loyal. And I'm going to leave it at that. But we'll see what Roger said. But Roger thinks he gets more influence by staying in the fold over there. So what you see in public is not necessarily what's happening behind the scenes. I can just tell you that. But I'm not going to make this all about Roger Stone, okay? I can look at this on his face and say it's wrong and a disaster. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for your time. I just want to start off by saying, you know, I've been listening my whole life. My father listened to you as well. And I just want to say God bless the Jones family. I hope you and Rex are cool, and congratulations.
Me and Rex are totally cool. I love Rex. He works here. Well, God bless you, brother. I appreciate you and your father.
Oh, thank you so much. I have some quick notes. I'll try to be as concise and respectful with your time as possible.
You don't have to listen. This isn't regular talk radio where I kiss the host's ass. I appreciate you calling in and listening. You are what's important. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's the whole national security scene is a facade, and it's completely hijacked. You know, we have...
Oh, no. The cabinet doesn't run anything. Israel, I have from all the insiders, they run the show. Go ahead.
Well, you know, just recently, Camp Pendleton, there was a Marine of Mexican descent who was found to have been stealing rocket launchers for years.
Saw that.
And selling them in Arizona.
Missiles, yeah.
The border wall is being completely obstructed. It's really embezzlement. The misappropriation is a felony embezzlement. And people, you know, they've completely... So it's a whole setup. You know, we were the racists for wanting the border wall, and now there's a literal ethnic war. You know, God bless you for, you know, your quote, 3,000 Persian war. You know, you're so spot on, and people who talk to the contrary, you know, they have ulterior motives.
All right, brother, I appreciate you. Thanks for calling. I'm going to be fair here. Trump capitulated on ICE, pulled him out. because it was a trap. You could halfway say it was, but he totally capitulated instead of just backing off a little and re-augmenting and remove the good people. But as for border wall, they get sued by the states, counties, locals. It's a total fight. It's a giant fiasco. So it's red tape's the issue there. But Trump's definitely pulling back on borders, on deportations. He's done a great job. The Border Patrol has shut stuff down. Thank you, sir. Mike in Florida, military contractor on the U.S. dollar and the AI economy. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. This war is going to create a recession. It's going to accelerate everything. Companies will accelerate cutting humans, double down on AI and robotics to survive. This war will hyperdrive this event, creating tremendous permanent unemployment. This is happening now. While the dollar loses its reserve currency status, governments will push digital currency.
And you even heard Lindsey Graham say the war is really about that, when all the experts agree, even before this happened, that doing this war would kill the dollar.
Yes, it's a very good possibility. Carlson said, what is the definition of the military? The military, or what is the definition of strength? Those few that control the strait, or a superpower? So if the economy goes downhill globally, so does the dollar.
And if you could shut off 27% is the number of the oil and gas, 32% of the fertilizer, that causes a change. You are the superpower if you can control that. So see, it doesn't matter about how many tanks they blow up or how many 18-wheelers or bridges. They've dug in there. That's why Trump says open the effing strait. So Trump was told they were going to do this. They said they would.
But the after effects, we need to look at, they're going to try, once this all starts going downhill, they're going to try universal basic income, free money tied to a collapsing currency. That's not a plan. Alex, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been battling with cancer, a heart issue.
Sorry to hear that.
I wanted to contribute something to humanity. I wrote a 1,008-page blueprint. The book is called The Quantum Hive. It's not about universal basic income. It's about the making everyone wealthy.
Well, look it up. The Quantum Hive. Thanks for the call. Got to move quicker to get to everybody. Sean, Lori, Troy, Jeff, Edward. We're going to all of you. Dan, go ahead. Sean in California, Marine on the Iran war. And Nick Fuentes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Sean, California. We've talked a few times before. And what I wanted to go back to when I was telling you about, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, when we were getting training, I was telling you about the propaganda back then. The training we had was, as you called it, for white Christian patriots when we were doing the Mobile Operations Urban Terrain, the MOUT training, and also for Muslim radicals. And we would have that discussion, like, what do you do if you have an oath to the Constitution versus somebody from your church, that type of thing. They've been building up the military-industrial complex for this war for decades. This is their cherry on their cake that started with 9/11, rolled through Iraq, and now they want it to roll
through
Iran.
That's right. And again, people say, oh, you're pro-police state ICE. That's constitutional duty. No, under Clinton and Obama, they were training literally to take our guns in martial law. That was what I was against, and it was the police and military gave me the intel. They weren't the bad guys.
Precisely. Now, here's the thing, Alex. This is the time the Americans don't need to follow Nick Fuentes and head off into the hills and bug out. This is the time we got to turn up all the pressure. We got to support the InfoWars, share your material, get the stuff.
No, I agree. Now is the time for maximum engagement.
Yeah, like Deadpool says in the movies, maximum effort. Let's actually do this. Let's assemble people peacefully, lawfully, and wherever you're at, whether it's county, city, state, or national, national-assembly.net that you and I have discussed, formerly the Nation States Project you remembered years ago. The reason people didn't engage in that was because there were parties that wanted to turn that knowledge into something to make money off of versus assembling their assemblies. So if people wanted to go and be whiz-bang in the court and make money off it versus actually doing it, and you once upon a time said this, Alex, that the Nation States Project will fail because of egos, not because of the people. And those people who spun off into their own rogue groups, they're all doing that. They're creating their own little what do you call it? Their own little niches, like, you know, become a state national or Republic of the USA or whatever. They're just not assembling them. That's the thing. They have to listen to the people.
Yeah, people have to stop running and hiding. They've got to get engaged.
Amen.
Great point. Thanks for the call. I'm taking a lot of your calls right now. Let's go to Troy in Alabama, first timer. Who's influencing Trump? Go ahead.
Alex, whenever we talk about Mark Levin, we need to bring up Sean Hannity. That's another worm. He's right there.
Mark Levin literally writes the teleprompter for Sean Hannity. So Sean Hannity is Mark Levin.
Yeah, I mean, those two together, I don't know who Trump is anymore, Alex. I mean, I voted for the guy, but, getting rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought Matt Gaetz was good. I don't know much about him, but I felt good about Matt Gaetz. But he got out the administration early. They got him out. But then turning on Marjorie, that really, I don't know where that came from, but I don't even recognize Trump anymore. As far as Vance, I don't know how this dude, him sticking by Trump being vice president, he doesn't stand a chance in hell at winning. I mean, Trump turned on us, man. I don't know if like the
Well, no, Trump's already sniping at him. He's behind the scenes. Vance is pushing against the war.
Oh, yeah, okay. But, yeah, I mean,
but he pledged to Trump as long as he thought it was lawful to follow his orders. So that's what they're doing. I'm not defending
that.
I'm
just his grave, though, staying by Trump now. He's digging his grave. I don't see how anybody.
I want to say this. All these idiots saying we're discredited against this war, we've been proven right. This is a fiasco, a disaster. Remember all the idiots that pushed this war. Remember who they are.
Right, right, exactly. We'll be on the right side of it. But I'm like you, Alex. What do? We can't vote Democrat. I mean, I don't know. I don't
you
know
just
where the
candidate
party
by candidate
here.
Get real constitutional patriots in. It's not going to be perfect, better than Democrats. You don't just give up and run off. I know you're saying what I'm saying. And then you just realize that Trump, you know, got demon-possessed, ran an aneurysm or a blood clot in his brain. We don't know, but it's a new guy. So it's just, okay, too bad. You know, Grandpa went crazy, and that's it.
Right. Alex, I love you, brother. Keep giving them hell. Do not give up, Alex. You got people backing you, brother. You get weak, get strong, brother. You got people backing you. We love you. And that's all I got, man.
Well, just remember where we are when we shut down soon. I'm going to make an announcement tomorrow because it's done. InfoWars is being shut down. But it's okay. We'll continue to the All Shows Network. Just remember that. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. First-time caller, analyst for commodities, which is really important. What's happening with the strait being closed, sir? Explain it to us.
Hey, Alex, I'm just curious, you know, the U.S. in response to the strait being closed has issued temporary general license easing sanctions on Russian waterborne crude, which mainly goes to India and China. So I'm curious how you expect this to impact your overall relationship with Russia and then the Russia-Ukraine conflict, how you see that playing out going forward.
Yeah, Trump is not using the closure of the strait that hurts them worse than us against them, which is diplomatic, and I agree with. He's so smart on everything else that on this, it's idiotic doing it to begin with. But, yeah, he is taking pressure off China and India and making it all about Iran. What do you think?
I mean, the issue is the paper crude market is much higher than the physically delivered cost of crude. And we've seen Canada open up the TMX pipeline on the Pacific coast, which is also sending more waterborne crude to China. So eventually China is able to get more seaborne crude in response to our market impact on the
strait. Yeah, in a way, you're saying it's opening up relationships with China. And this is backfiring.
In a way, they're able to get more crude from other countries that was initially sanctioned, especially on the seaborne side from Russia.
Which is going to drive up my prices. And yeah. So, what are you in general commodities seeing with the straits closure for almost a month?
I mean, the impact right now is going to be obviously higher crude and then long positions on NYMEX light sweet crude. They just hit their highest level at the end of March since 2023, so traders are expecting prices to remain high. So even if the strait is somewhat quote-unquote open today, the impact is going to be months down the road.
And for people that don't seem to care, they don't know the chain reaction that a 30% of oil and gas being cut off causes. They have no idea. It's an inflationary foundation.
And then the freight rates is another issue on these commodity vessels. The U.S. is going to have to run much more of our own light sweet because the transportation costs for the heavy crude, which our refineries are built to run, are much higher. So the products that are made from this heavy
crude. Sure, exactly. Everything's made from it. So in almost everything. In general, then what are you thinking the overall repercussions are going to be?
I mean, it's going to be inflation from the roads to the plastics to any petrochemical products. So it's going to be less buying power for the American consumer. But also it means that we're going to have to run more of our light sweet crude, which we've traditionally sold at a higher price. So we're able to buy the cheaper, heavier stuff from
Venezuela,
Canada, and Venezuela.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They knew that it was they had to have lower interest rates and they had to have cheap energy for the economy to succeed. It's done. It's already, like you said, chain reaction. Even at the end of the day, which is not going to, this just blew the recovery, folks. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have it all.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.